And in an unintentional, I think, bad habit we can all fall into is when we listen to readings from sacred scripture, we listen more as spectators at an event than participants. And particularly when we listen to the Gospels being read to us, it's not something we necessarily intend to do or want to do, but it can happen. But the church always reminds us that this is the inspired Word of God, the living Word of God, and as we listen to it, we listen as not spectators, but we listen and understand by putting ourselves into this circumstance with Jesus himself. It's somewhat of an enigmatic question that he asks the scribes who think he's just blaspheming. They don't believe in Jesus and who he says he is, and he proves who he is by his miracles and by the authority of his teaching. They just don't want to believe. But he asked that question of them, which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or to say, rise and walk? It's something that we need as well to meditate on. In purely human terms, it's much easier to say your sins are forgiven. But this is Jesus, God made man. And so he, by asking the question, not only again presents to them and to us who he truly is, looking for faith, a real faith, not just lip service, but faith. But he also teaches us that a faith like this paralytic has restores one's life. If you were the paralytic lying there and you come because you've heard Jesus can perform miracles and all he says to you is, your sins are forgiven, what would that do to you? But then he says, rise and walk. The kind of faith the paralytic has is supposed to be our faith, that in spite of what the world thinks or what it may seem like, when the Lord heals us, we're healed. Rise and walk. The one with the greatest faith in this circumstance is the paralytic. All St. Matthew says is he rose and went home. That's a faith that brings life, healing. It's a faith that is and will be an imitation of Christ.